breathing in the rhythm of the universe. Anticipating the upcoming practice, the students eagerly and anxiously followed the sage into the meditation room. The teacher stopped in the center of the room, cast a scrutinizing gaze over his followers, and spoke.
"We have discussed the inscriptions on the walls of the Delphic Temple, which are allegorical prophecies. Each of them carries a sacred meaning, but understanding it intellectually is not enough. You also need to feel this meaning in practice, experience it with your souls, and then you will be able to fully comprehend the truth."
"Teacher, does that mean we understand this meaning not only through our intellectual center, but also through higher emotions?"
inquired the tightly curled young man.
"Yes, Matthew. Today, we will practice a sacred ancient meditation that will help you feel the breath of the universe itself. We will breathe in unison with it and experience all seven prophetic inscriptions. We will become a part of this universe, feel ourselves as one with it."
"Oh, is this the meditation where you have to inhale for seven heartbeats?"
asked the petite hazel-eyed brunette with excitement.
"I heard that it provides a very unusual and profound spiritual experience."
"Yes, Rosa, that's the one,"
confirmed the keeper of knowledge.
"Some of my students have already undergone this meditation and have arrived at very significant realizations afterward. Now it's your turn."
The sage smiled mysteriously and surveyed his students with a solemn look, conveying that right now they would touch upon the ancient secrets of the universe, gain a sacred experience that would lift them above the mundane world and lead them to the divine, granting them powerful elevated emotions. A fire of inspiration, joy, and anticipation for the upcoming meditation ignited in the students' eyes, a meditation that would enable them to feel the breath of the universe and gain a very important experience.
"Great one,"
respectfully addressed the short woman with golden red hair and mischievous freckles on her cheeks.
"Could you tell us how to breathe correctly? It seems challenging, extending the breath like that."
"To do everything correctly, you need to transition from shallow breathing to deep breathing,"
explained the keeper of knowledge.
"Usually we breathe using the upper part of our lungs, where many different toxins accumulate. Deep breathing helps activate the entire lung surface, cleanse them, harmonize with the surrounding world and the entire universe. Therefore, you should focus all your attention on your breath and count the heartbeats. A smooth inhale for seven heartbeats and a smooth exhale for seven heartbeats."
"Teacher, is it important to make exactly seven heartbeats? Why specifically that number?"
the girl asked again, raising her brilliantly intelligent brown eyes to the sage.
"Does it have some sacred significance?"
"The number seven is a magical number,"
he mysteriously smiled.
"For example, the Lord created the universe in 7 days, and there are seven primary chakras in the human body."
"And we also have seven essence centers,"
the slender youth with delicate facial features chimed in.
"Five basic and two higher centers."
"Correct, Eric."
The keeper of knowledge nodded approvingly and, after a meaningful pause, continued with a more extended, deep, meditative voice, slightly elongating the words.
"Are you ready? Then sit with crossed legs in a circle and direct your gaze towards the flames of the burning candles."
While the students were getting ready, arranging the mats to form a large circle and then taking their seats in comfortable positions, the keeper of knowledge's assistants quickly brought from the next room trays with burning candles and metal candle holders with intricate patterns carved on them. The light in the room dimmed, making the atmosphere even more solemn and mystical. In the semi-darkness, the candle flames trembled gently, casting long, intricate shadows. For a moment, the space plunged into a resonating, almost palpable silence, in which the powerful voice filled with cosmic energy of the Keeper of Knowledge reverberated.
"Find a point on your body where you can clearly feel your pulse,"
he spoke, and the students began to touch their wrist or neck, searching for the pulsating spot.
"Begin by counting the heartbeats on the inhale and exhale. This is an excellent method of self-diagnosis. If the inhale is longer than the exhale, you are overexcited. If the exhale is longer than the inhale, you are falling asleep. Gradually, start harmonizing your breath. Take a 7-heartbeat inhale and a 7-heartbeat exhale. Feel the breath of the universe itself. Breathe in unison with it.
The students focused intently on their self-diagnosis, with deep interest, as if feeling the heartbeat of their own hearts for the first time. The sage slowly walked around the circle, listening to the breathing of each student, ready to assist, guide, or advise at any moment. He paused slightly longer near the girl with chestnut hair and sapphire blue eyes, gently touching her shoulder.
"Strive to breathe smoothly and evenly, not in jerks,"
he spoke, addressing not only her but also the others. The girl opened her eyes, and her piercing blue gaze met the sage's eyes, conveying boundless, universal love.
"I can't do it,"
Janna said quietly, so as not to disturb the others in their meditative state.
"I only count to 3, and I run out of breath in my lungs. That's why my breathing becomes irregular. What should I do?"
"Breathe slowly and evenly from the lower abdomen, where your life center is located,"
the keeper explained loudly and majestically, directing the explanation not only to Janna, but also to all the other students.
"Distribute the power of your inhale and exhale evenly. Your breathing becomes rhythmic."
Janna closed her eyes again, concentrated, located her pulse, and began counting, trying to find the right rhythm. After a few minutes, the sage noticed that her breathing became more even. The jerks disappeared, and her state changed. She disconnected from everything external and began a journey deep within herself. Then he moved on, repeating the meditation instructions and the resonant magnetic voice of the sage once again filled the entire space.
"Focus on your heart and silently say on the inhale, 'Lord.' Feel God in your heart. On the exhale, silently say, 'Have mercy.' This means free from sleep and from the action of mechanical laws. On the inhale, try to feel love, and on the exhale, gratitude."
The students silently repeated the prayer words after the keeper of knowledge, delving deeper into meditation. The sage continued to speak, and his voice, with each new word, became more voluminous, blossoming with hundreds of nuances and shades. It flowed from the very center of the universe, filled with power and potent cosmic energy.
"Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale. The meaning of my life lies in its culmination."
The voice of the keeper carried the students along on a long journey to God and to themselves, inviting them to experience each of the 7 pronouncements written by the Pythias on the walls of the Delphic temple, one by one.
"Will we be able to accept God, to internalize his lessons? Glory, power, wealth, family are not the goals of our life. After death, we will leave all of this behind. Only the state of our soul matters, its richness in elevated thoughts and emotions, awareness, the wisdom of the soul, its connection with God. Only our soul, along with the experience it accumulates, will accompany us into the next life."
The keeper of knowledge saw how the faces of the students changed. They became detached and spiritual. They were no longer in the meditation room. They were high in the mountains, their peaks touching the white, layered clouds. They felt themselves on the edge of life and, looking back, realized how petty and meaningless were the problems and worries that had occupied them not long ago. How insignificant it all turned out to be. Now they understood the true value of the spiritual path, and the sage made a long pause to allow the students to fully experience the revelation.
"Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale. There's no good in the crowd."
The resonant, vibrating wave of the teacher's voice surrounded the students, filling their consciousness. Each spoken word settled in the center of their souls, gaining profound meaning.
"To be part of the crowd is to live in suffering. Only a few can be taught goodness. The desire to live like everyone else is a sentence. a person surrenders themselves to the mercy of the insane crowd, where people destroy each other in wars and revolutions, where the great ones are executed.
On the faces of the sage's disciples, there was now determination and confidence in their abilities. They were no longer part of the crowd, which carried madness and suffering, depriving them of freedom of choice and freedom of thought. They separated themselves from the crowd, rose above it into the iridescent morning sky, feeling themselves part of that sky, part of the sunlight pouring onto the earth, bringing warmth and joy to people's lives.
Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale. Most people are foolish.
The next teaching delivered by the keeper drew the disciples even deeper, and it blossomed in their souls like a bright flower of truth.
Foolishness, whether in ancient Greece or now, remains the same. People drink, are lazy, gossip, envy, get angry, fight, cause each other pain, live in illusions, and act according to societal programs, and each one ensures that the other suffers as he does.
The understanding of these words, along with the voice of the sage, penetrated the consciousness of the disciples. They felt the full tragedy, bitterness, and heart-wrenching longing for the fact that most people on earth live in illusions and are too weak. They cannot resist the influence of society. They cannot make an effort to develop. Tears of compassion flowed from the eyes of the disciples. A deep understanding of the teacher's values pierced their beings. On the exhale, they felt a surge of gratitude towards the universe and God for the opportunity to be close to the sage, to receive knowledge, to develop, and to follow the spiritual path. The keeper paused, giving the disciples time to internalize what they had experienced, then spoke again, leading them further.
Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale. Measure is more important than anything.
The sacred meaning of the next teaching enveloped the sage's followers with a delicate ether. It was extremely simple and crystal clear, like the water of a mountain stream. It illuminated the souls of the disciples with an unwavering guiding light, becoming an unshakable landmark on their challenging path upwards.
Measure is needed in everything,
continued the keeper.
In material things, in our perception, in helping the poor. The scales do not hold good and evil, but our desires. Good is in balance, in the golden middle, while evil lies in extremes.
The disciples felt like they were walking on a wide but precarious plank suspended over a vast mountain chasm. They quickly understood that if they walked in the center of the plank, it remained stable. However, if they took one step to the left or right, the balance would be disrupted, and they could fall back to the very bottom, having to start their ascent all over again.
Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale, everything has its time.
Mystical notes in the keeper's voice intensified. It seemed that his sounds had turned into a smooth, flowing river of time that inexorably moved forward, and all the disciples entered this river to touch wisdom and comprehend yet another important truth.
Timeliness depends on mindfulness. When you're mindful, you understand when and what needs to be done.
The teacher transmitted knowledge, energizing the disciples, and his concise, simple phrases overturned their perception, sprouting into the disciples' souls as young, strong shoots. They realized clearly.
Everything has its time.
Doesn't mean passively drifting with the current. It means delicately sensing oneself, observing oneself, and not falling into an illusory sleep. And then, understanding will come. There is an optimal time for every event, action, and choice. And it's important not to miss it, to use its full potential. The faces of the sage's followers were filled with understanding and determination. They lived the meaning that had been revealed to them and grasped its profound essence.
Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale, I only vouch for myself.
The keeper of knowledge led the disciples further, and the next prophecy filled their souls, pouring over them like a cleansing tropical rain, inevitably bringing piercing truth.
Everyone has their own life path. Even if we start the journey with someone, our paths will still diverge. They may converge again, but they will never be identical. Even as we walk alongside each other in life, people change and often go in different directions. A loving person can become a scoundrel, and a cunning villain can awaken to everything and choose the path of light.
The truth revealed to the disciples was simple, but it had previously caused rejection and even aversion in many. People found it difficult to believe that their loved ones could change, become worse than they once were. Change frightened them, and it was easier to believe that once you knew someone, you could know them forever. But with every drop of rain, a deep understanding penetrated the hearts of the disciples. The world is not static. It is always changing. People change, and this is natural. It is the order of things. And the choice toward development or degradation can only be made for oneself. The sage paused, allowing the disciples to take yet another important step in their realization.
Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. Inhale, Lord. Exhale, I want to know myself.
As he spoke again, the disciples felt that the tropical downpour had been replaced by darkness. Only somewhere on the horizon, a faint strip of a new dawn suddenly appeared.
By observing our own mind, emotions, and body, we awaken our true self. Self-observation awakens the divine within us. Our thoughts and emotions become refined. Our bodies heal, and our entire being transforms. Then another mystery is revealed. We do not remember ourselves. We are in a dream. We need to observe ourselves, become aware of everything, and awaken. And then we will see the true world. At first, only the darkness will be visible, but even that will dissipate like shadows at sunrise.
The disciples saw how a faint strip of light on the horizon began to grow. And suddenly, from the bluish haze, a bright sun appeared, illuminating the darkness with radiant beams of light. The disciples exposed their faces to these beams, feeling that they provided strength and energy to continue, to keep climbing the mountain without pausing for a moment.
Inhale, Lord. Exhale, have mercy. You are one with the entire universe. You breathe in the same rhythm. You are part of the divine spirit, all-pervading and eternal. You are a grain of sand at the bottom of the cosmic ocean, and simultaneously, the cold cosmic dust, the light of a distant star penetrating the density of matter, and the sound of the wind swaying a blade of grass in the field. You exist everywhere at once. You are the love that permeates every atom of space.
Following the voice of the keeper, the disciples absorbed the energy of light, love, and grace. They reached the center of their true self, simultaneously feeling the entire universe within them, sensing themselves as a part of the divine spirit. Their consciousness expanded and expanded until it reached the limits of the universe itself. When the meditation ended, and the disciples began to open their eyes, slowly returning to themselves, genuine delight and childlike, straightforward joy were evident on their faces. Many had experienced such powerful, elevated emotions that they wanted to share them immediately with the whole world to express gratitude to the keeper.
Teacher, thank you for this practice,
Jhana began, her eyes burning with excitement.
I've never experienced anything like this before. It feels like I entered the astral plane. I felt myself as one with the entire universe. It's unbelievable. I'm just speechless.
I felt it too.
The man with bright red hair emotionally chimed in.
I felt like a blade of grass swaying in the wind. I felt the vast universe.
And I only now truly understood all these prophecies,
Rose said in amazement.
Even though I thought I understood them before, now, it's something completely different. It's as if I've lived through each one of them.
I have to admit,
slender youth Eric spoke up.
At first, I thought some of those statements, those inscriptions were quite debatable. Like, everything has its time, or you should only vouch for yourself. I didn't fully understand them, and I couldn't voice my doubts, fearing I'd seem foolish. But now I've realized it. These are the laws of the universe, and I have lived this. Now I know the truth.
The keeper looked at his disciples with unconditional love, like a wise father looking at his children who had gained new experiences and mastered important skills.
The mind always doubts. But now you have understood everything, not just with your intellect, but on the level of the heart and the connection with the entire universe.
The sage explained, and a bright smile graced his lips.
This experience will stay with you for eternity.
The disciples gazed at their teacher with boundless gratitude. They were now filled with the energy of light and were experiencing the most elevated emotions. With their entire beings, they felt that the word eternity only held meaning in the presence of the keeper of knowledge in his great school.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.